February the 14th, 2011, Coast to Coast Race. Last weekend was the famous Coast to Coast Race. Listen to February the 14th, 2010 to hear about this race last year. This year, the 29th year since the race first began, there were 800 competitors. Competitors run, cycle and kayak 243 kilometres. Some do this in 2 days, Friday and Saturday. Some do it in teams of two, while others prefer to do the individual longest day, starting at 6 a.m. on Saturday. They have to cross the Southern Alps on foot at Goat's Pass, which is 1,100 metres above sea level. A lot of this 33-kilometre run is in riverbeds, which sometimes have a lot of water in them and sometimes very little. It is not like running on a road. This year there was a lot of water. Then they kayak 67 kilometres. It rained heavily in the mountains last week, so the river was high and perfect for kayaking. There was a strong tailwind, which helped, although gusts of wind were a problem too. The last part of the race is the 70-kilometre cycle to the beach in Christchurch. Usually, the northeasterly wind makes this very difficult, but this year competitors had a nor'wester to help them for part of the way. The men's winner was Richard Usher of Nelson. His time was 10 hours, 41 minutes, 12 seconds. His wife, Elena, was the second fastest woman. The winner of the women's race was Sophie Hart, also from Nelson, where she is a doctor at Nelson Hospital. Her time was 12 hours, 10 minutes, 31 seconds. You can see photos on the press website.